Oh, give me a break. Listen, I had 107,000 people in New Jersey. You didn't report it. I'm so glad you asked. What did she have yesterday? 2,000 people? If I ever had 2,000 people, you'd say my campaign is finished.
So, Donald Trump holds this panic news conference because he sees what's happening with Harris's campaign crowd numbers and poll numbers. He rambled the entire time. He raged when he was asked about crowd size. Reports are saying that he's livid about the campaign turnout for Democrats, and Donald is all about crowd size. When a reporter asked him about Harris's crowd size and turnout, Trump became enraged and went on a rant with totally false numbers about his crowd size.
It's so dishonest, the press. And here's a great example. I had in Michigan recently 25,000 people, and 25,000 people were just, we just couldn't get them in. We had in Harrisburg 25,000 people, and 20,000 people couldn't get in. We had so many, nobody ever mentions that. When she gets 1,500 people, and I saw it yesterday on ABC, where they said, oh, the crowd was so big. I have 10 times, 20 times, 30 times the crowd size. And no, they never say the crowd was big. That's why I'm always saying, turn around the cameras. I'm so glad you asked that. I think it's so terrible when you say, well, she has 1,500 people, 1,000 people, and they talk about, oh, the enthusiasm. Let me tell you, we have the enthusiasm. The Republican Party, and me as a candidate, but the Republican Party has the enthusiasm because people want to see crime stopped. They want to see a country that's respected. Think of it. If I were president, you wouldn't have Russia and Ukraine, where it never happened. Zero chance. But on crowd size, in history, for any country, nobody's had crowds like I have. And you know that. And when she gets 1,000 people and everybody starts jumping, you know that if I had 1,000 people, people would say, that's the end of his campaign. I have hundreds of thousands of people. In South Carolina, I had 88,000 people. In Alabama, I had 68,000 people. Nobody says about crowd size with me. But she has 1,000 people or 1,500 people, and they say, oh, the enthusiasm's back. No, no. The enthusiasm is with me and the Republican Party because they want to stop crime. They want to stop people from pouring into our country from places unknown and from countries unknown, from countries that nobody ever heard of. About very much. I think those people were treated very harshly. When you compare them to other things that took place in this country where a lot of people were killed, nobody was killed on January 6th. But I think that the people of January 6th were treated very unfairly. And they were there to complain, not through me, they were there to complain about an election. And, you know, it's very interesting. The biggest crowd I've ever spoken to, and I said peacefully and patriotically, which nobody wants to say, but I said peacefully and patriotically, the biggest crowd I've ever spoken to, and you've seen, Maggie, I was in at the mall. I was at the Washington Monument. I was at the whole thing. I had crowds. I don't know who's ever had a bigger crowd than I have, but I had it many times. The biggest crowd I've ever spoken before was that day. And I'll tell you, it's very hard to find a picture of that crowd. You see the picture of a small number of people relatively going to the Capitol, but you never see the picture of the crowd, the biggest crowd I've ever spoken. I've spoken to the biggest crowds. Nobody's spoken to crowds bigger than me. If you look at Martin Luther King, when he did his speech, his great speech, and you look at ours, same real estate, same everything, same number of people. If not, we had more. And they said he had 1,000,000 people, but I had 25,000 people. But when you look at the exact same picture, and everything's the same because it was the fountains, the whole thing, all the way back to from Lincoln to Washington, and you look at it, and you look at the picture of his crowd, my crowd, we actually had more people. They said I had 25,000, and he had 1,000,000 people. And I'm okay with it, because I liked Dr. Martin Luther King. Yeah, please.
Insiders are saying that Trump is freaking out behind the scenes about the complete turnaround for the Democrats' campaign. What really ticks him off is the amount of Americans that are showing up to these campaigns. He always bases success on the amount of people that are showing up to events. He becomes extremely defensive when asked about how large Harris's campaign crowds have been. As the Harris-Walz campaign continues to grow, we can look forward to more of these panic news conferences from Donald Trump. I just need some silence.
some side.